This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Alex Jones here, back live. Former congressman, former CIA officer, patriot, lawyer, Bob Mars, our guest. LibertyGuard.org, whether it's the Second Amendment or Fourth Amendment, he's on top of it. So you just saw that dramatic footage of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the Secretary of Defense. And you saw Dunford go, well, actually, this is not indirect. Like the congressman said, it's direct. The Pentagon complaint is it's AI, and the Chinese brag it's now on board autonomous drones. So say what you want about the Pentagon having autonomous drones. China gets it. What do you think needs to be done about this? Because Obama, obviously, and the CFR, they're all about the Chinese century. They said that's it. Laurel Hughes, the sellout, the Chinese generals, bags of cash back in 95 that you exposed, at the White House. I mean, we're seeing the children of that project where now it's just like China can do whatever it wants.
The first step has been taken, and that is the footage that you showed. This administration, the Trump administration, is highlighting the problem with dealing with China and having U.S. companies that deal with China and serve as or at least facilitate a pipeline of the transfer of military technology from the United States to China. The Trump administration at least is shining a light on this, unlike prior administration or the Clinton administration going back 20, 25 years, but a lot more needs to be done. We need to not simply enforce our laws against the export of so-called dual-use technology to China, but we need to start taking steps against companies that are engaging in that and facilitating it to our nation's national security harm.
Well, I mean, Roosevelt, if we had U.S. companies that did something with the Nazis, he just nationalized them. And I'm not a police state guy, but when we have U.S. companies aiding China to sell us out, I mean, I think the real response here is indicting these people.
I think that certainly should not be taken off the table. There are a lot of things that the administration can do. Some of which have to do with the Department of Justice and both civil or criminal actions. Also the Department of Defense and the Department of State, which oftentimes sort of rolls over and plays dead whenever an important issue comes up. But I think we do have with the Acting Secretary of Defense, Joint Chiefs of Staff.
No, you're right. There's a consensus. There's a problem. In closing, censorship. What do you think the president should do about that? Do we deal with universities? Say U.S. government contracts to big tech. If you censor people, we're going to pull your contracts like he's saying with universities?
The federal dollars should not be going to universities that allow censorship or that allow and permit use of the disruptive and sometimes violent tactics against those on the right.
And what about duplicating that to big tech getting U.S. government dollars? If you aid the Chi-Coms or you engage in censorship as proven, then you don't get U.S. money. I think that would end this overnight.
That is one avenue. My concern is to more directly attack the way U.S. companies and foreign companies that deal with and are permitted to work within the United States and conduct contracts.
You're saying no technology transfers, like you said when you were in Congress.
Absolutely, and to enforce the laws that are already on the books to stop it.
Yeah, if you or I transferred to anybody some secret thing developed by DARPA used by a U.S. company, we'd be arrested. That's why I'm just asking, how can they do this?
They do it because our government has not in the past had the backbone to stand up to it, and they're more concerned with allowing companies to make a dollar in China than they are with protecting our nation's national defense.
That's it. It's short-term vision versus the Chi-Com long-term vision.
They do look at it in the long term, and very often, more often than not, we don't. And that's why in the long run, they're far more dangerous.
Well, thank God our forefathers, as you said, had a long-term view.
They were right then, and they're right now. We cannot allow the left to undermine our Bill of Rights.
Isn't it crazy how their amazing vision of 240 years is still saving us today? Their long-term vision counters the communist vision and defeats it, even though we're idiots today. Former Congressman Bob Barr, LibertyGuard.org, we salute you. Thank you so much, sir.
Yes, sir. Take care, Alec.
Wow, powerful interview. Man. All right, we're going to come back with open phones the next hour and a bunch of other Jussie Smollett news being cut off because you know Obama's behind all this. There's an investigation of that. It's all coming up. Good Lord, this is insane. Stay with us.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, it's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Resistance to tyrants.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I learned some things this morning before I went on air that are pretty amazing. And I'm not at liberty to talk about it yet. And I've been behaving myself to not blow up on air and to not start talking about it. But you know, you hit a point in your life where you're not arrogant and you're not on a power trip, but you realize how dumb the average person is and how stupid and unaccomplished they are, but how arrogant they are. And if anybody wonders why they try to shut this broadcast down, it's because in the councils of government, at the highest levels of other governments, people tune into this broadcast and they say, how does this guy know this? Because the average person hasn't read 1,000 books on history. Most PhDs in history haven't done that. Or they're specialists in the Greeks or the Romans or the Japanese or Mesoamerica. You know, they've read 100 books and they've written a book. And it's all a bunch of puffery. It's all a bunch of fopping, posing, preening, fake intellectual stuff. And I'm not up here like I'm the big catch meow and I'm the big alpha male. I'm looking for alpha males. I see these, you know, former Delta Force guys and top Navy SEALs, dev groups, SEAL Team 6 guys on TV, talk about all the stuff they do and how badass they are and everything, and they all got the perfect tattoos and the tan and the truck, and they're all telling you. And I'm like, great, will you please help me defeat the globalists? And I see all the intellectual so-called people that write all the books and the professors and the everything, and just no one sees it as their role. Not NFL quarterbacks, not anybody. Somebody like Tom Brady came out against the New World Order. I know people that know him. He's an anti-globalist. He knows all about this stuff. Yeah, but Tom Brady, his wife is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. He's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. If a Tom Brady came out against the globalists, stuff like that would defeat the globalists. If we could ever get one of the big stars who made himself as a man on the field, the system didn't believe in, if he ever came out against it all, like a Donald Trump, it'd be game over. But he won't. And it just really gets old that I sit there and I know exactly what they're going to do. I know exactly how they're going to do it. And then I tell people, and then I watch it happen exactly in slow motion like I know. It's like Groundhog Day. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. But the average stupid man isn't even that stupid. Like, the average man is like in some dress-up thing like they're Superman or Spider-Man, and all they do is kiss other men's ass, and they kiss their ass, and then they sit there and go along with each other with whatever the scam is, and they don't even know how things work. They just pretend they do. Ugh. Ugh. I am so tired of it. And so you'll, like, defer to these lesser men just to be nice to them. You'll defer to them, and I'm not doing it anymore. I'm coming after everybody. I can't sit here and, because I'm looking for superior people. I think Trump's superior to me. From what I've seen, Trump's superior. People like Bob Barr, very good men. They're top flight, good men. I look at all these other men, and there's just not many of them out there. And by the way, I got kids. I love humanity. You think I'm happy that I'm superior to like 99.99% of other men? That scares the hell out of me. Because I'm my whole life, I thought people were like me. I projected my intelligence onto them. But here's the good news, and I'm not just saying this to kiss your butt. You're a listener, you're a viewer, you support us. There are white men, there are black men, there are Hispanics, Asian men. Most folks are mixed, who call into this show and say incredibly astute, piercing things that are true. And you're smarter than the average corporate executive. The average corporate executive is put there because they follow a paradigm, a controlled blinder, weird blueprint that they think protects them. And they're incredibly weak. I don't want to call them effeminate because women are powerful. They can make babies. They're awesome. You always say, oh, that guy's effeminate. Tim Cook's not effeminate. Tim Cook is an evil, dark yes man to corruption. And he's willing to do whatever it takes to suck on the rear end of communist China. I don't want to go off into some Tim Cook rant. It's just at the end of the day, you try to teach other men what you've learned, and almost every man I know, other than the people that have been in this office for years who I respect, they think you're showing off to them because that's what the average man does, who's really a little boy. They try to show off what they've got to you, and so they think when you're like, hey, this is going on, we got to do something about it, they think you're like trying to be in charge. I'm already in charge, you dumbass! The enemy knows it! I don't need to lead you. I'm already way past leadership with people like you, and it's not some power trip. It's pathetic. I've been thinking for 27 years, 25 years on air, that I was here to get the word out because there were all these men who'd hear it and do something about it. And you know what? Those men did something from New York to Missouri, from Florida to Texas, to California to Oregon, to New Mexico, to Utah, and every point between. And they were just regular men working at the car dealership or working at the restaurant or working on the farm or working in law enforcement or whatever it was that were leading their lives and going out and getting a woman and having kids and paying taxes and living and taking care of their parents. But that's the problem. All the men went out and did what men do. They build a family. While above us, all the little creepy crawlers, all the little conformists, all the little people that wanted to be in charge, they went out and they got control of government and control of society. And let me tell you something, they can't be helped. I've been around them. You sit there and you give them the keys to victory. And they think you're sabotaging them so that you can put them down to be on top of them, even though you're miles above them. Because all they'll do is sabotage you. Play that. Because they don't want to see the species rise beyond their capacity. They don't want to see leaders 100 times more powerful than them. They don't want to see the species unleash like I do. They want to squat on top of people and keep them stupid and down so they can roll over them. Well, you can say one damn thing about me at the end of my days, hopefully coming in a long time from now, is that I never screwed anybody over, didn't have it coming. I don't enjoy screwing people over. I don't lie to people on purpose. I make mistakes sometimes. I'm genuine. I'm real. I love God. I love my country. I love my children. And I'm not going to sit here anymore. From now on, when lesser men try their crap with me, I'm getting their face instantly.
What's crazy is, as soon as I do that, they roll over. They were looking for that. The problem is there's so many cucks and so many betas in this culture whose mouths are writing checks their ass can't cash. And it's time for us to get aggressive and be men. It's time to march into your church where they're preaching a bunch of candy-ass globalism. And it's time to break that church up, because it's not a church if they don't get back on the straight and narrow. It's time to go to every damn congressional meeting in your town every time, because that's a football game, baby. That's a real war. That's not going and watching the simulated football game. That's not a real war. But you've got my commitment. I will stop looking at people in the system and building them up in my own vision. Stop giving people the benefit of the doubt. The globalists don't believe in them. They've written them all off. Stop believing in the globalists. Stop believing in all these people in the establishment. You have to be the leader now. You have to do it. Scares the hell out of me that out of this whole planet, I'm one of the best there is. That's not a good thing. We're in a lot of trouble, folks, if I'm one of the best people we've got. Think about that. We'll be back.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No. Someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back, folks. Alex Jones here live. You know, there's a lot of news I haven't hit, and I want to put the phones up on the Jesse Smollett situation. And all the incredible activities that are happening on the whole Russiagate thing being a giant fraud. Meanwhile, Mayor Rahm Emanuel sides with the police Smollett case, a whitewash of justice. That's an Infowars.com story. A lot of political capital was just spent to drop Smollett's case. Well, that's because Obama's involved. Also reports Smollett's time service, community service, was for another unrelated case. That's all up at NewsWars.com. A lot of stories are at NewsWars.com that are not at InfoWars.com. Let's go to the Chicago police superintendent talking about what just happened with the open and shut case they had being killed by a bunch of Obama minions. Here it is.
So listen, I'm sure we all know what occurred this morning. My personal opinion is that you all know where I stand on this. Do I think justice will serve? No. What do I think justice is? I think this city is still owed an apology. And let me digress for a moment. When I came on this job, I've been a cop now for about 31 years. When I came on this job, I came on with my honor, my integrity, and my reputation. If someone accused me of doing anything that would circumvent that, then I would want my day in court, period, to clear my name. I've heard that they wanted their day in court with TV cameras so America could know the truth, and though they chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system. My job as a police officer is to investigate an incident, gather the evidence, gather the facts, and present them to the state's attorney. That's what we did. I stand behind the detective's investigation. I'll let Mary Madden comment further.
But even Rahm Emanuel has to come out and say it's wrong. Because he's not going to get burned for Obama and Black Lives Matter and all this stuff that tried to stage this. The police have both stores they went to, surveillance footage, the magazine they cut up to put the letter threatening Smollett the first time. They have everything. They have everything, the check he gave them, everything. But they can't prosecute him. Because the prosecutor works for Obama and the lawyers work for Obama and it's all in the news. But they can't help but exercise the power in your face and say, he walks, nothing happens. Even the charge, disorderly conduct, was a slap on the wrist. But now there can't even be that. There's another article on NewsWars.com. Ann Coulter, Jesse Smollett. Prosecutor, a George Soros puppet. And the article goes through all the evidence, the community organizing, all of it. And of course, it failed. You can't send him to jail because he'll talk. So for the deep state, there were two things. Well, three things. I guess send Smollett off with a bunch of money and a facelift or face change to some other country. Or they could have killed him like Ron Brown, the Commerce Secretary, that said, if I go down, I'll take the Clintons down with me. Or they could have let him go ahead and get tried and expose all of them for taking their orders. Yeah, let's back that up and play audio. He cries. He goes, I can't believe anybody will question this. And now he gets to run around and say it still happened.
But not broken. And he's still processing the raw emotions.
Have you ever been threatened before?
Yeah.
I get threatened all the time on Twitter and Instagram and DMs and things like that. It's like, but, you know, I'm a public figure. I'm very outspoken. Sometimes maybe too outspoken, but it's who I am, you know? So I get the idea of pissing people off, that you're going to rub people the wrong way.
In fact, the week before the attack, police confirm a letter was sent to the Fox studio in Chicago.
So, folks, you all remember this. He also says he beat the guy's asses. So it just goes on and on and on and on. Because people that are deceptive can't do anything but be deceptive. Here's the number to join us to give your take on this, your take on Trump, what he needs to do against the censorship, where everything's going, the whole Russiagate imploding. What's the Democrats' ace in the hole? It's election fraud. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Is the number on these subjects to get into. Don't forget, Mike Adams' article up on Infowars.com is so critical. They can't stop you from emailing it or text messaging it on their big censorship networks. President Trump can end big tech censorship with a single signature. Here's how. This is what they fear the show being on air is covering. Just like he signed an executive order saying if public universities don't want people to have free speech, we'll pull your funding. Anybody that engages in big tech censorship will have their federal funding pulled from U.S. contracts. It's over. And that's how you defeat it. President Trump can end big tech censorship with a single signature. Here's how. The story's on Infowars.com. Get it out to people. Because we beat them trying to steal the election, but barely. And we beat them on their fake Russiagate. But they are coming back, ladies and gentlemen, with election fraud. And they got away with it in 2016. But Trump still won. There was massive election fraud, but he still won. And they really got away with it in 2018, and they won. And the evidence is, top computer science have exposed it. Google and others gamed it. Now we've got to stop them, and we've got a year and a half to do it, so let's make it the buzz. They're scared of your voice. They're scared of your speech. They're scared of what you say. Override them. Break their will. Do it with signs in the streets or bumper stickers or calling into talk radio. Just get the word out that it's on. Everybody was scared to support Trump because they thought he might be arrested. I wasn't, and it was all bull. Now it's okay to support the president. Let's stamp the bullies and let's do it. The unborn are begging for your help. The born they want to kill now are begging for your help. Infowarsstore.com to get the bumper stickers, to get the books, to get the t-shirts, to get the videos, to get it all. We have the Save the First Amendment Stop Big Tech Censorship mega sale that runs till the end of the month in just a few days. That's store-wide free shipping, 50 to 60% off all the supplements, and there's a bunch of other big specials as well. But we had to pull the protein bars because they were selling out. We had to pull Turbo Force because it was selling out. We've got X2, a limited run of the Deep Earth Crystal Pure Iodine that nobody else has. I got a pretty good-sized shipment in, but my goodness, people have been excited about it at 50% off. It's set to sell out in the next few weeks. I couldn't believe it. X2, the latest run, set to sell out, 55% off. Infowarsstore.com, InfowarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139, $17.95. You can look at that 98% approval rating for that. DNA 4, 60% off. Brain Force Plus, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, 60% off. Silver Bullet, 60% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 60% off. Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill, 60% off. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. And these are great products. Get a t-shirt, get a book. Whatever you do, you financially support us. It stands in the way of the enemy and delivers V for victory. Infowarsstore.com, you're awesome. Your calls are 4 minutes away. Please stay with us. The globalist, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions
and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping at 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
15 years in the academy. Life's what you get.
Phone calls. Paul Watts has taken over. Mike Adams is popping in. You've heard me talk a lot about his article. It's up at naturalnews.com and newswars.com right now. And it's simple. We said it before Trump did it. We said it after he did it with the universities. You don't take action, Trump. We lose. Yeah, okay, we got you elected despite all the fraud. We got over that hurdle. Then we stopped the whole Russiagate situation. The American people did. Now, if you don't stop big tech censorship that's naked in our face, then they're going to be able to steal the election. The top computer experts, they've all come out. It's all over the news. They stole the 2018 election. It's time to pull federal funding from big tech if they keep censoring. It's that simple. Did the federal government spend money with apartment complexes that don't let black people live there? No. Well, if these big tech companies engage in this, they don't get the money. Take action. The problem is most of Congress is bought off by their lobbyists for the average of $4,000 per congressional term. Something like $20,000 buys you a senator. God almighty. That's pathetic. Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com, thanks for joining us. A lot of good things happening, but a lot of bad things happening as well, because like you said, we could pull out of this very quickly if Trump takes action.
Well, Trump needs to, in essence, go nuclear on big tech right now, in my opinion. He needs to take immediate action. And the good news, Alex, is that he doesn't have to have Congress pass a new law. Trump can sign an executive order, as described in that article, that simply denies all federal contracts, federal funding, or federal, you know, grants of any kind to these large tech platforms, social media companies that are discriminating against American people based on the color of their ideas. It is a violation of basic human dignity and human rights. What these tech companies are doing, they're also engaged in election meddling. They stole the 2018 election, and they are now trying to steal the 2020 election and every election from this point forward. Trump now has been vindicated. The Russia collusion hoax has collapsed. It's time for all of us to fight aggressively. We cannot allow this to lapse. We cannot just say, oh, it's time to move on, forget what happened in the past. No, the tech giants were complicit in trying to overthrow this country. They took part in a political coup. They silenced the voices that were accurately reporting the truth, that the Russia collusion hoax was a false narrative. And yet we are still being silenced today, Alex. We are being deplatformed without justification. You know, I've been banned.
It's all being accelerated. I mean, it's getting worse every day. It's out of control because the Congress has greenlit this behavior.
And we are now entering a realm where with this Jussie Smollett decision today, where Illinois, you know, corrupt Illinois officials have dropped charges against him, I think a lot of Americans are asking right now, are we now living in a lawless, despotic, authoritarian system where Democrats are never charged with anything or never prosecuted for anything, but conservatives are silenced and defamed and accused and criminalized for just doing their job?
Oh, there's no doubt that's going on, and I'm not calling for anybody to take justice in their own hands. But at a certain point, that's where this is going to go. And since you mentioned that, what do you make of Smollett and Obama's lawyer and all his people and federal investigations? Clearly, this was orchestrated, and we have the evidence by higher-ups. Smollett didn't act alone, but he did it in such a ham-fisted way. And then Don Lemon just said, oh, he wasn't giving good advice. He didn't carry it out right. His only crime was he didn't execute it correctly.
It's a very dangerous precedent because if you think about it, the signal being sent now to other people who are considering carrying out their own hate hoaxes, that signal is now, go ahead, you have full permission because you will never be prosecuted for carrying out a hate hoax crime in America. You know, the slogan for the Democrats for 2020 should be, Democrats, keep hate alive. They have to keep it alive with these hate hoaxes. They have to spin their false narratives and make sure that their hoaxes
are
never...
Well, I don't want to make it about myself, but I went in Lucy's Fried Chicken Saturday night, and people came inside, it's mainly outdoor, and said, we're going to get you, F you, you're going to get it. And then we'd go outside, we're waiting for me outside, and then when I stood up to them, they edited the tape to make it look like they were victims, and Reddit wouldn't let us post a raw video showing they came after us first. They would only show the edited video. I mean, just the collusion of big tech and these people is incredible.
Everything that Democrats and these lunatic leftists are doing is a fraud. Everything is a fraud. When they run elections, the elections are a fraud. When they run tech companies, the tech companies are a fraud. When they try to extort Nike, right, that it's another form of criminal fraud. When they run hate crime hoaxes, of course it's a fraud. Everything they run is a fraud because they can't win in the free market of ideas. They can't win in an environment where intelligent, informed, conservative Americans have the free speech right to simply debate and engage. If we can simply engage in debate we will win. And that's why they have to silence us, because all the ideas of the left are, they're disasters. They destroy societies. And you think about things being pushed now, the lawlessness that we already talked about, but also like the Green New Deal and other things. This would destroy society. This would lead to mass starvation, a collapse of the food supply, a collapse of the U.S. economy. And they combine that with open borders and wanting to flood our country with illegal voters and then have the popular vote determine the election. These people have to be stopped. They are so dangerous to the future of our society. That's why I say, again, Trump needs to, quote, go nuclear. I don't mean nuclear weapons. I just mean he needs to get aggressive right now on the left. The time to do it is now. It's now or never, or we lose America forevermore.
Yeah, because you're not Swallowswell that said we'll use nuclear weapons to take the guns. You're saying nuclear option is that he needs to just do the right thing. And the default, not even nuclear option, is to take their funding away and stop green lighting their behavior, because all of this giving into big tech like their God has created this atmosphere and this perfect storm. Let's talk to Doug, a retired police officer and vet on Jesse Smollett. Charges being dropped from Connecticut. What's your take on this?
Hey, Alex, hey, Mike. Pleasure to talk to you both. Well, when I was a cop, Alex, I was a cop for 15 years. I got pensioned off early because I was attacked once, but you know how laws are different from state to state? Are you there, brother?
Yes, I'm there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Laws are different from state to state. So when I was a cop in some of the high schools here, if you pulled a fire alarm, that was a felony. It was one of the lower felonies, but it was still a felony because if you pulled it and people were running out of buildings,
people could break their legs. It took the fire department away from other real fires.
Right, and these kids were yanking a fire alarm 7 days a week, or seven times a day sometimes. So I have no respect for evil people, but I thought to be evil at a master level like they are, I thought you had to be somewhat smart. But to let this dude off with nothing is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And what kind of fire alarm did he pull? He could have started a freaking race war. And let's face it, when something kicks off in the United States, I know people from like England and France with the yellow vest, they're like, what the hell, America? We see you. Like, you don't know anything in your country about what's going on with all your guns. But because if something kicks off with us in this country, it's going to smolder in fire. You know what I mean?
But well, we don't want to go there, Doug, but I hear what you're saying is that we have the red-handed people caught staging it, and nothing's being done, and it's really going to discredit the system. How do they think they're getting away with it? They have to, because the evidence mounts that the Democrats and Obama were involved, and Smollett was just an actor, as he is, in a larger production. Thank you for the call. Mike Adams?
Public trust is collapsing in every institution, Alex. Who trusts the FBI ever again? Who trusts the media? No informed person trusts the media. Who trusts the Democrat Party? No reasonable informed person. If the DOJ doesn't prosecute this corruption in Chicago over the Smollett case, then we are living in a lawless society. So I hope the President Trump is going to order William Barr to order an investigation of the state of Illinois and this obvious cover-up and this obvious corruption. Otherwise, we do not have the rule of law in effect in America. And if we
well,
don't
I
have
think
that,
the caller said that, Mike, is there's, this is crazy. This only brings more attention on Smollett, even worse than having a trial. We'll come back with Mike Adams and more calls. We talk about Smollett. We talk about the election coming up. If Trump doesn't take action, he's going to lose.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In Nazi Germany, they began killing babies after they were born. They began forced inoculations of the poor. They would add chemicals to induce coma or sterilization. Then, of course, we had not just the blacks injected with syphilis, but having all the world of the Tuskegee experiment. Well, now you've seen giant corporate hype after I was banned from the internet, other than our own platforms. You saw anyone questioning vaccines, including medical doctors, people showing the inserts of the vaccines, saying it can really hurt you. And now in New York, they declared a civil emergency. That means martial law. Anyone, quote, under 18 to be in public places, the police are going to be out. Take your vaccine. And they go, oh, seven people died. They don't tell you that from California and New York, they're shipping in unlimited numbers of illegal aliens and not testing any of them. Then when somebody dies of TB or whatever, they go, oh, it's the measles. Oh, it's smallpox. Here's Fox News just minutes ago with the national alert. And all over the world.
In New York declares a state of emergency when it comes to the ongoing measles outbreak. Rockland County officials say as of tomorrow, anyone under 18 years old and unvaccinated against the measles will be barred from public places until this declaration expires in 30 days. Brian Yenis is live in Rockland County. This is a significant step, Brian.
It is a significant step, Dana. In fact, it is historic. Rockland County, New York has become the first county to ban people who are unvaccinated with the measles vaccination from all public places. All people who are under the age of 18, that's all children, are now banned from schools, churches, synagogues, no grocery stores, restaurants. They cannot be in these places unless they are vaccinated with the measles vaccine. This state of emergency will be in place for the next 30 days. Listen.
Last year, not just one, but seven unvaccinated travelers diagnosed with measles entered our county between October 1st and October 17th, leading to 153 confirmed cases. And this is the longest outbreak in the U.S. due to measles since the disease was officially eradicated in 2000.
Dana, back to you.
All right, Brian Ennis.
Okay, so Big Pharma has vaccine protection, billions in the secret fund. They gave us deadly Gardasil that killed thousands of people. They're doing all this, Mike Adams. I mean, this is really war. This is government saying we're going to put, now they want 60-plus vaccines to be mandatory in you. We don't care. We've gone from 135,000 with autism to 158. We're going to do it. You know, they've got the huge propaganda situation going. The same Democrats want to abort babies after they're born. They want to kill it. They say there's too many humans, but now they love us and want to save us.
This is medical martial law, Alex. I'm glad you're covering this important development, because now this is setting people up to have to carry vaccine mandate records and cards with them. Show me your vaccine papers. You're going to have to be embedded with an RFID chip, or there'll be a biometric scan of your iris, which will be linked to your medical records. This is medical mark of the beast. And it is now official today. I mean, you know, remember 5 years ago, we said this was coming. You and I both. We talked about this repeatedly. And, of course, we were mocked at the time. But today, it's here. They just announced it this morning in New York. And it's a pilot case. This is a test case. They're going to see if they can spread it nationwide. And one more important thing, Alex, recognize that it is Adam Schiff, the same liar and hoaxer who pushed the Russia collusion hoax. He's the guy who has been sending out demand letters to the tech companies to say that you must censor vaccine awareness information. And that's why Facebook has banned it. That's why Amazon pulled the vax documentary off Amazon Prime and so on. This one guy who is, in my view, an unindicted criminal conspirator. He's a traitor to America.
Oh, he's a man for hire by the devil. He is just unbelievably evil.
And he is rolling out, essentially with his influence, he is rolling out a medical police state across America. It is active right now. We are becoming China in terms of censorship and in terms of the medical, you know, gunpoint enforcement. They're denying these children the right to go to school. The right,
and Mike,
to go
let's
to
roll
the
church. One of my daughters gets made fun of at school because she's Alex Jones' daughter and hadn't had the shot. They say, we're going to get sick because you haven't had it. They've already supposedly taken it. They're already supposedly protected. It's all made up. But exactly, let's pull back from this. They use the gravitas of foreign powers seizing our election to build this up. And now they've parlayed it that Schiff gives the orders to the media of what to ban and what to do, now the vaccines. So now they've parlayed this hysteria into everything. And it is martial law, Mike. They've really set this up.
And think about this. If you are a child who were exposed to measles naturally and you overcame measles, so you have antibodies against measles because maybe you were homeschooled and your parents didn't want to kill you with vaccines. So now you have antibodies. But according to this rule, you still have to be vaccinated even though you cannot be infected with measles because you've already had
it. Let's expand
on
that. It's what they're adding to the vaccines. One of my daughters was two. The other was like five. And they both got the measles, a few spots on their faces. It was over. And even the governor of Kentucky said, big deal. This is not like drug-resistant TB that they let the illegals come in and spread. It's crazy. And most of this is being spread by illegals. They admit that.
Yeah. Well, even in that video clip, they said it was travelers who came into the state, probably from overseas. Now, think about this. The left today says that the open border is not an emergency, but they say unvaccinated American kids in New York are a declared emergency now. I mean, where have they lost their minds? You know, of course they have. But they're going to roll out this medical police state and medical martial law. It's going to be gunpoint enforced vaccines nationwide, and it's going to be complete deplatforming of anyone who questions the vaccine narrative, even those who talk about the ingredients that are admitted to be in the vaccines. You and I both know it's the ingredients. It's the aluminum adjuvants. It's the squalene. It's the mercury. It's the MSG. It's all these other things that are
intentionally put in. They wouldn't have given Big Pharma coverage and liability protection. There's a covert binary program going on. Just like the GMO, everything, there's a larger project going on. And they're pissed. Absolutely. Because more and more people get it. All over the world, they're creating these hoaxes and bullying everybody. And it's incredibly obvious. People aren't stupid. Mike Adams, incredible job. God bless you. Thank you for spending time with us. You're welcome anytime in studio.
Thank you, Alex. We'll see you soon.
All right. Look, I need to go to your calls. I need to go to Dennis, Harry, Debbie, Dean, Jim, Luke, Ray, and others. We got Paul Watson coming up. But please remember, we're fighting around the clock to warn people on every front. And without your prayers and without your support, financially buying the products, which are great, you need anyways, so just shop with the good guys, easy decision to make. Please make it. I'm asking you for yourself and for myself, for everybody, but also that word of mouth, your text message, your email, your person to person. Hey, you've heard about InfoWars. You've heard about Alex Jones. You've heard him demonized, right? Haven't you ever wanted to go here? What is so evil? What's so bad? Because when you actually hear what we're saying, it's different than what you're hearing on the national news. So that's how we defeat the enemy. And we've survived and even prospered in some areas thanks to you. So I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. We're in this together. Storewide free shipping. 50% off the nutraceutical. Some as high as 60% off. Books, videos, t-shirts, films, non-GMO or heirloom seeds. I mean seeds that you plant them. And then they grow more seeds that grow more plants, and it's a cycle forever, like men and women. It's, yeah, someday they're actually trying. Monsanto says their goal is to have no seeds that can produce more seeds. That, and it'll be a conspiracy one day. I heard used to plants grew from seeds that they had. No, oh, that's a right-wing lie. I heard one sometime that women gave birth vaginally, or they had their breasts were from giving milk. Oh, there's no genders. The goal is to say there's 1,000 genders till there's no gender. This is the plan. So when you commit, which you've done, and I salute you and I thank you, but when you commit and say, I need high-quality fish oil, I need good coffee, I need high-quality protein bars, I need high-quality nutraceuticals, you know, Brain Force, a boost when I need it, Turbo Force, X2, the good halogen everybody needs, back in stock. And when you just go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you purchase it, you sign up for auto ships, you don't forget. So next month, you get 10% off, you tithe to the operation, and then I can fight these bastards and not back down. Instead of spending most of my time scrabbling around trying to get funding, I want to hire a lot of other reporters, I want to launch a lot of big projects, and it's a miracle we're even still here at this level, but I want to expand the face of the enemy. And we're right there at that event horizon of expanding or contracting. We're right there. You've got to push yourself, because we're together, into this next level. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The mailing address is on the website. But the enemy is cheating. They're letting criminals go free like Smollett. They're doing it all because they're desperate. They're losing. They're losers. And they thought we'd all given up or gone away by now. We're never giving up. In fact, we got a lot of tricks up our sleeves. And at the end of the day, it's all in God's plan. And God literally, through my gut, my spirit, has told me, you don't back down, you don't give in ever, you will beat these people. We will beat them together. But you're going to have to hold fast and never doubt me. And I just don't doubt. And every time the doors close, more doors open, and we just get stronger together. But it takes the commitment to spread the word. It takes the commitment to get involved. It takes the commitment to get the products, to fund the operation. And you're doing it. Paul Joseph Watson coming up. Take a few calls before he comes on. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.